But maybe you can say Our Lady is the founder of every order in the church. What's the difference? It's hard to, you know, say that we're better than any other community or anything, because we don't want to say that. But certainly we can say that Franciscans have been faithful to Our Lady. Our Lady did take this order under a special care with St. Francis. St. Francis was consumed with love for Our Lady, and he passed that on to his sons. We have so many faithful Marian devotees in our order, so many saints, Marian saints, St. Francis, Blessed John Duns Scotus, St. Bonaventure, St. Anthony, St. Pio, St. Maximilian, so many other saints, so many Franciscan orders that are branched off, so many Franciscan sisters orders devoted to Our Lady in their name and in their life. I was briefly with another Marian order, and then I entered our order, and the devotions to Our Lady here are, you know, like night and day, really. The structure of our community is all designed to glorify Our Lady, to really, really magnify Our Lady. And so we're really blessed for that. But you know, that doesn't mean that we are special. It just means that that we're blessed to be able to honor Our Lady and glorify her and spread her in a way that she deserves, obviously. But, you know, we can never praise her enough, as the Marian saint, Saint Maximilian, has said. We can never praise her enough. So, you know, this is our command, our obligation as Franciscans of the Immaculate, who are vowed with a Marian vow to glorify Our Lady and to glorify her in the greatest possible humility, that we are the least, that we are friars minor, and never to forget that, never to consider ourselves elite in any way, but to humble ourselves like Our Lady did herself, to be like Our Lady, like Our Lady in that greatest possible humility. We'll only be a good order if we're friars minor, if we're little, if we acknowledge our unworthiness, our sinfulness. Only then, you know, can we be truly worthy of her and truly do good things for her and truly be able to glorify Our Lady. This is our call, our vocation, and this is where we will bring souls to Jesus. How many times Father Peter, when he was superior in one of our friends in New Bedford, he would greet many of the new observers that would come, and they would, you know, continually tell him that they felt the presence of Our Lady in the order. In the order, and many of us have entered for that very reason, because it's a Marian order. So many people have come here. I just met a man yesterday. I knew he was a friend of our community. He says, you know, I don't know what it is. Every time I enter that church door, something comes over me, and I'm consoled, and I feel the presence of God, and I just don't know what it is. And I said, well, obviously it's Our Lady. Our Lady is present here because we glorify her, we love her, we are truly dedicated to her, truly consecrated to her. So this is what we are called to do, to promote Our Lady in the strongest possible way. And the beautiful word of glorifying Our Lady is the way we can say it. As Scott Hahn says, that the fourth commandment, honor your mother and father, means to glorify your mother and father. And he says, you know, this is what our Lord himself did. He glorified Our Lady, and we are called to glorify Our Lady with our praises, our prayers, but especially our life of holiness. And holiness as Franciscan friars, called to be holy, and If we keep invoking Our Lady of Seraphic Order, she will make us holy. And we have the example of St. Francis and his support and patronage to make us holy in every way, to and to spread that, to bring more and more people to the Seraphic Order who are called, who Our Lady calls, and to spread the beauty of our Marian devotion in the Franciscan Order.
Christus.